Hello, friends. Welcome to Spyology Squad. We are a team of spies who specialize in science. You see, Dr. Stinky Breath and the Purple Ninjas are trying to take over the world through science, and it is up to us to stop them before it is too late.
It was almost Dr. Stinky Breath's birthday. The Purple Ninjas were sitting in their lab scratching their heads, trying to think of what they could give their boss for his birthday present.
What in the world are we gonna do for the boss? It has to be special, Steve.
Yeah, the time he got me that moldy bowl of booger jello for my birthday, it has to be even better than that.
I know. He's the best giver of smelly gifts. But what can we give him that's smelly enough? It has to be smellier than the time we gave him rotten onion socks and that time we dumped a big bucket of old fish tails in his cereal. Oh, he loved that. But this has to be better.
I don't know. We might be out of smelly things. I wish there was a way our gift could make Dr. Stinky Breath even be smellier. He would love that.
But he has the world's smelliest breath.
Yeah, too bad there isn't some kind of bad breath spray. That would make it even smellier.
Wait a second. That's a great idea, Steve. We need to study this.
Study? You mean in books?
Yeah, we need to learn exactly what makes our breath stinky, and we can harness the power of the stink and give it to the boss. He's gonna love it. Come on, let's get to work, Steve.
Oh, boy.
Meanwhile, Jaden, Ava, and their families were doing some Christmas tree hunting. It was a cold day that had begun with a few snow flurries. They were searching for the most perfect trees that morning. After a few hours of walking around the Christmas tree farm, they decided they needed a break and headed to the Christmas lodge to get a cup of hot chocolate.
Oh, this feels so good on my hands, said Jaden. My fingers were about to freeze off.
I'm sorry, I couldn't hear you. My earmuffs are frozen onto my hair. What'd you say?
I said, Ava, that my fingers are about to freeze off.
You're hungry for Cheetos?
No!
Jaden then shook his hands in front of Ava and acted like they died. I'm just messing with you, Jaden. You look like a zombie.
I feel like I might become one with how cold it is out there.
I told you, Jaden, you should have worn warmer clothes.
All that puffy clothes gets in the way when you're on the hunt for the perfect Christmas tree.
Oh, I'm telling you, Jaden, there's no such thing as a perfect tree. My family found one like an hour ago. That's gonna look so good in our living room.
Yeah,
that one was all right, I guess, said Jaden. But I know she's still out there. Who's she? Since when do you have a girlfriend, Jaden?
What? No. Not a girl. The tree. I mean, the perfect tree is still out there. And I'm gonna find it.
Jaden said as he slurped his hot chocolate and stared out the window. By now, the snow flurries had turned into a full-on blizzard. The challenge Jaden was now up against was much, much harder than before. Some might throw in the towel, but not Jaden. He downed the rest of his hot chocolate and said,
Ava, if I don't make it back, tell my family I love them.
Ava chuckled a little as she sat inside the warm lodge and watched him walk out the door and get blasted by a gust of windy snow. Jaden was back on the hunt for the perfect Christmas tree. Meanwhile, the Purple Ninjas had studied all day about what makes stinky breath, and it looks like they've made some progress on their gift for Dr. Stinky Breath.
Whoa, look at all these little bacteria. They're acting pretty angry or something.
Be careful, Steve. Those little boogers are what makes the bad breath. We gotta attach them onto this lollipop first.
Why do we have to put them on the lollipop?
No, not lollipop. Lollipop. Wait a second. That's hilarious. Had a perfect name for this. Let's call it the lollipop.
That's funny.
Yes, Steve. But when the boss licks the lollipop, the little bacteria will stick onto his tongue and create even more bad smells for his breath.
Whoa. We might even need extra clothespins on our noses if his breath is going to be getting worse.
That might be true, but he will be very happy. Get the wrapping paper ready because this might be Dr. Stinky Breath's best birthday present ever!
The snow was blowing. Not many could have survived this long in the frozen tundra of the Christmas tree farm. But Jaden was determined to find the best tree on the lot. The snow was now up to his knees as Jaden was hiking his way in between the trees and was now met with a tall hill in front of him. He put his hand over his eyebrows to block the snow from blowing in his face as he looked up the hill. He couldn't believe it. Wait, is that the perfect tree? Jaden thought as he saw the most perfect looking tree on top of the hill, but he wasn't sure. The only way for him to know was to climb the snowy hill. After he pulled himself up to the top of the hill, there it was.
She's beautiful! It's the perfect Christmas tree!
Shouted Jaden. After carefully cutting the tree down, he was then hit with the reality of the situation. How was he going to get this perfect Christmas tree back to his parents' car? The only way to get it home was to tie it onto the roof rack of their SUV. But the snowstorm was getting worse by the minute. He was running out of time. Pretty soon, he might be better off building an igloo and sheltering for the night. But that is not what Jaden did. Jaden took a deep breath and said, "All right, beautiful. Looks like I'm going to need your help to get us both out of here. Hope you're just as strong as you are beautiful." Jaden pushed the tree over and hopped on top. Wait, what is Jaden doing? He's gonna ride the tree down the hill? Oh, Jaden, I don't think that's a good idea. Here we go! Oh no, Jaden is sliding down the hill on top of a Christmas tree? That doesn't seem like a good idea. And what in the world are the purple ninjas up to with making Dr. Stinky Breath's breath even stinkier? Oh dear. There's a lot going on, and I'm not sure what's going to happen next. But we'll have to wait and see what happens on the next episode of Spyology Squad. We'll be right back after a brief word from our sponsor.
I need your help celebrating a birthday. Drumroll, please. Happy birthday, Diana, who's turning 6 years old. Diana loves science, really likes cats, and is super duper at tennis. Wow, Diana, I love all of those things. And I love that it's your birthday and we got to celebrate you and your big day on the show. Happy 6th birthday, Diana.
It's time for Spyology Squad shoutouts. I want to say hey to Mav from Phoenix, Jude from Canada, Rayan from Texas, Titus from Oklahoma, Jack and Cohen from Wisconsin, Milo from Australia, and Henry from Phoenix, Arizona. I'm so glad that you're all on the squad. We could not stop Dr. Stinky Breath and his crew without you, my friends. If you want to join the squad, have your parents head on over to SpyologySquad.com. Fill out that form and we can send you an access card in the mail. This is HQ, over and out.